You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about the thing that makes everything else that we do worth it. Today, we're talking about fun and excitement. What an amazing thing. It's my favorite part of the wheel, so do not miss this episode. Let's go have some fun.
This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to day 10 of the Titanium 16-Day Challenge. And let me tell you, my friends, today we are talking about my favorite part of the wheel. There are 10 areas. This is my favorite part. Sorry, honey, I am not talking about you and relationships. Sorry, kids, I'm not talking about you and family. Sorry, my gym buddies, I am not talking about health and fitness. My friends, today I am talking about the only part of life that really matters in the end, and that is fun and excitement. I think my sound engineer is going to need to make adjustments because I'm yelling and screaming because I'm so excited. I mean, we're talking about fun, people, right? This is the part that we really want. This is the end all be all. This is at the end of the day. This is the only thing that matters, is how much joy are you getting out of life? This is the part of the wheel that I love, and I saved it for you for a Friday because I wanted you to get excited today, and I want you to have a great time today and this weekend. Now, having fun doesn't mean doing unhealthy things. Having fun doesn't mean ruining your relationship. Having fun doesn't mean leaving out the people you love the most. What it does mean is that you're constantly focused on how can I push myself ahead in life by always dangling a carrot in front of myself. Listen very carefully. That's what fun and excitement is in your life. It is the carrot that you dangle in front of yourself. You've all heard about the carrot and the stick, right? You realize where that comes from, right? A carrot and a stick. You put a carrot in front of a horse and he'll walk forward to go get the carrot, right? Or you can hit the horse with a stick from behind and that will get him to move forward. The bottom line is that carrot dangling in front of you is what should be pushing you forward. Because let me tell you, trying to chase after a carrot hurts a lot less than getting hit in the ass by a stick, okay? So whether it's human beings or horses or rabbits or whatever thing you want to talk about, it's a lot better to go towards the carrot, in my opinion, when I'm dealing with myself. So here's what I want you to understand. That's what fun and excitement is all about. It pushes you forward. You use fun and excitement as the reward you get for doing the things you need to do in life to push ahead. See, you want to work out. You want to get to the gym every day. Here's the way I do it. I make deals with myself where I'll say, if I go to the gym for 30 straight days, then on the 31st day, here's the reward I get. Right? But what I do is I put these things together, and that's what these challenges are about, is I give myself multiple goals. And if I achieve these multiple goals, and some of them are very difficult, then I get a big reward at the end. And by the way, here's the beautiful thing. And this is the key, is you have to be disciplined, because if you don't take the steps, you don't get the reward. And I have denied myself the reward multiple times, and that's what makes it work. Some people will dangle the carrot in front of themselves and say, if I do X, Y, and Z, then I'm going to get the carrot. Well, they don't do X, they don't do Y, they do a little bit of Z, and then they eat the carrot anyways. Not in Armand Sadeghi's world. I have fun as a reward for doing the things I need to do. So for example, right now, every day you guys are being challenged to do a bunch of things, right? So we're asking you to wake up at a specific time. Some of you are waking up earlier than you've ever wanted to wake up before, right? I'm asking you to work out for 25 minutes each day. I'm telling you to enter your career zone at a specific time. Don't take personal phone calls. Don't do social media. I'm asking you to focus 30 minutes a day on your relationship. I'm asking you to make your car a mobile university. You've gotten rid of one thing in life that you really used to like, but it used to cost you money, and you've cut that out. You're doing your morning smile. You're doing your gratitude or prayer or meditation or something at night, and you're weighing yourself every day. So what's the reward for doing these things? Well, we could do this two ways. One way, you could punish yourself for not doing it. And I can tell you that doesn't really work as well. And even if it did work as well, it's just not that much fun. I don't like doing that to myself. So what we did is we came up with a reward that you get at the end of this thing if you follow through with all these things. That's the beauty of it. And that's what I've done in life to get myself to push ahead in so many ways. I mean, there have been times where in a 7-day period where there was some deadline I needed to meet for my business, or there was something massive I needed to do. In a 7-day period, there are times where I've literally worked 15-hour days for 7 days in a row. Or times where for 21 days in a row, I've worked an average of 14 hours a day. That is not an easy thing to do, and I've given up a lot during those times. And sometimes at the same time, I've also given up all my category one and two foods, and I've worked out the entire time, and I've spent a little bit of extra time with my wife. And when you start doing that stuff, it's like your day is just like boom, 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 go, 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 go. But the entire time, I see this amazing thing in front of me, and it's that fun and excitement. It's the why behind your doing things. You create the why. Why do you want to do the things you want to do? And sometimes the why for, say, your business might be many years away. So what you do is you create this little fake why in front of you. If you've heard my time management concepts, it's sort of like that fake urgency. See, in your mind, you go, hey, if I can get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day for the next 15 days, then I'll take a trip to New York City and I'll go spend a weekend in New York City. Right? Or I'm going to take some time and I'm going to go on a cruise. Or I'm going to take 3 days where I'm going to do nothing but eat, sleep, and relax. Right? Whatever it is that gets you excited, that's what you do. Or for finances, what if you made a deal with yourself? I remember when my wife and I wanted to buy our first house and we were trying to save money and be smart. It was hard to do. And so we came up with this thing where we said, you know, we're wasting a lot of our money on stupid things that we don't really value, but we value traveling. So what we decided to do was to cut those things out. But then we were taking a trip every quarter. So 4 trips a year, 4 vacations a year, and 1 big vacation. And it was incredible. We were taking all these trips. We went to Hawaii. We went to Alaska. We went all over the world, literally. We went to Jamaica. We did all these things during that time, still saving enough money to buy the house, right? And our expenses went down because now instead of spending $20, $30, $40 a day on stupid things we didn't need, we got rid of that stuff because we were looking for that exciting trip at the end, right? And that's what this challenge is all about. But you have to be willing to accept fun and excitement into your life. It is one of the most important parts of the wheel. So review your wheel right now. See what number you gave yourself under fun and excitement. And if you didn't at least give yourself a 7, this is one that is your fault. Fun and excitement is something that you get to give to yourself. It's a gift you give to yourself. Right? It's not something that the outside world has to give you. This is purely a choice. Do you want to have fun or do you want to be a freaking bore for the rest of your life? And let me tell you, if you're in a relationship, what makes relationships work is fun, excitement, adventure, surprise. That's how you make your relationship thrive. Remember, human beings cannot sense velocity. They can only sense acceleration. Meaning, if you're in a relationship and you're doing the same things you've always done, it starts to get boring and the love starts to fade and the intimacy starts to fade. But create some excitement in your relationship. You know, have a sense of adventure, surprise, especially for the guys out there. Surprise your girl, man. Do cool things for her. Do fun things for her. Plan things for her. You know, take charge. And when I say take charge, I don't mean take charge by being mean. I mean take charge by planning something super cool that you know she would love, even if it's not something you would totally love. Plan that surprise for her. Plan the day at the spa if that's what she wants. You know, plan a trip somewhere, plan a dinner somewhere, plan a movie, plan something, anything. Surprise her with flowers, even if they're flowers you pick for free, right? Or you buy at the grocery store for $8. You don't have to go spend a ton of money. It's not about that, but it's about creating that adventure, that surprise, that fun, right? If you've always wanted to go skydiving, go skydiving. If you wanted to go bungee jumping, go bungee jumping. I've been bungee jumping. I've done skydiving. I love doing this stuff, and it's because it gets me excited, right? And it's something that just keeps your relationship fun. It keeps your life fun. The other thing is with family, right? If you have kids like me, what I've noticed is the easiest way for me to take care of my kids, it used to be, and my daughters are 4.5 and 5.5 years old now, and it used to be that I thought being a dad and taking care of my kids meant acting the way that a dad is supposed to act. So I would sit there with them and say, okay, kids, I'm taking care of you today. And it was useless, right? But then I was like, you know, why don't I just do what I want to do and see how it goes? So now I have fun with my kids. This is a couple of months ago, and I decided we were going to have movie night. And, you know, we came home and it was time to go to bed. And I had to go through the boring routine that I hate of putting them in bed. And I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. And they didn't want to do that. They're crying and screaming, I don't want to go to bed. And, you know, finally I was like, okay, guys, fine. Let's do movie night. And they were like, Daddy, what's movie night? And I'm sitting there thinking in my head, I'm like, oh damn, what's movie night? And so I decided movie night was we put on a movie on TV, we get all the pillows and the blankets from all over the house, literally throw them in the living room, jump on top of them and cuddle up together and watch a movie. And now movie night has become a staple of my nights with my daughters a lot of times. And I do this a lot with them, and it's amazing doing these movie nights, right? Because I love watching movies. Apparently they love watching movies, right? Not that they don't still fight and argue. Now they argue about what movie we're gonna watch and, you know, stuff like like that, but it doesn't matter. We have fun together, right? So it's all about fun in family. With your parents, it's the same thing. What if you could have fun with your parents? What if you could have fun with your siblings, whoever you love, right? Have fun with them, but especially in your relationship, but most importantly for yourself. It's all about fun and excitement. It's that adventure. So today, my challenge to you is this. I want you to do something. This is a Friday. We specifically decided to do this episode on a Friday because you got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This weekend, I want you to do something fun that you have been wanting to do for a long time and you haven't done it. Something that you can make happen over a weekend, all right? So maybe you've always wanted to bungee jump. Maybe it's skydiving. Maybe it's going to a movie you've wanted to go. Maybe it's ice skating. Maybe you've been wanting to go to a spa. I don't know. Something that you would define as fun and exciting. Something that for you and your values, that's what you love to do. Maybe you've always wanted to be in a small airplane. Well, I'm a student pilot and I can tell you, you can go and for a couple $100, you can get up in an airplane your first day and they'll let you actually fly the airplane at one point in the flight. So go do something like that. I don't know what it is. Something you've always loved to do. Maybe there's a nightclub you've always wanted to go to. Go. Maybe you want to go to Vegas right now. And after this podcast ends, get off of this thing. Catch a flight to Vegas. Go have some fun if that's what you want to do. Maybe for you, a sense of fun, what you need is you want to do movie night with your kids. Do movie night with your kids. Maybe it's something with your wife or your husband or boyfriend or girlfriend or something by yourself. I don't care what it is. This is your weekend to have fun, my friends. And as you can tell from my energy level in this episode, this is the part of the wheel that I value the most. And it's true. The reason my body is in such good shape is because of fun and excitement. Because I force myself to eat healthy and I force myself to work out, and my reward is the fun and excitement at the end of it, right? I take care of my wife because the reward is we get to have fun together. All these things are all about this fun. This is the big carrot. So today is really the carrot day. And I'm going to keep this episode short because there's not much to say. I don't know how you love to have fun, but I know you know how you love to have fun. So here's what I want you to do. As soon as you end this episode, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down, or your phone, wherever you like to take notes, write down some of the things that you've been wanting to do for a long time that you have not done. Make a list of them. Maybe it's a list of 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 things. Then what I want you to do is I want you to write down, when can you realistically make these things happen? Because maybe one of the things you've always wanted to do is go to, I don't know, you've always wanted to go to Brazil. Well, Brazil may not be a place you can get yourself to today, but then again, maybe you can. Hey, if you can, go today. Don't wait. You know, flights to Brazil are available from all over the world, all days, all months, all times of the year. So who knows? Maybe that's what you want to do. But some of your stuff is going to be stuff that's a little more long-term. Then you'll have the medium-term stuff. And then you'll have the stuff that you can literally do this weekend. I want you to pick one of those that you could do this weekend. And I want you to focus on making that thing happen. And then don't forget the end of this 16-day challenge. The point is that you get to give yourself a reward at the end. And I want to make sure that if you pick the reward at the beginning that wasn't so exciting, now that you're all excited about fun and excitement and having fun in life and kicking butt and doing all that stuff, maybe you need to revise that, especially for those of you who have not been following through daily. If you have not been following through with the challenge daily, maybe it's because your end result is not something that fun and exciting. So give yourself something super fun and exciting to do after this thing. So again, one of the most important parts of the wheel in my life has always been this. And I want to tell you now, guys, we have come on such an incredible 10-day journey together. We've covered consistent growth. We've covered intimate relationships. We talked about finances. We talked about your spiritual health, your career, whether you're an entrepreneur or you have a job. We talked about physical health, fitness, nutrition. And now we have talked about fun. It's sad that we only have 3 more of these areas of the wheel to go now. Of course, we have the weekend, so don't forget to join me for those 2 quick short episodes on Saturday and Sunday. So that gives us 6 days left to this challenge. And in those 6 days, there are only 3 areas of the wheel we're going to cover. We're going to talk about emotional health. We're going to talk about contribution. And finally, family and friends. And my friends, this is going to be an incredible next 6 days if you allow it to be, if you allow yourself to grow. If you've been kicking butt during this challenge, awesome. Keep kicking butt. If you've been a little slow, maybe you haven't been following through with everything, today is the day to turn it all around because it's the day for fun. So go out there this weekend, today, tonight. This is your time to have fun, my friends. Get out there, have fun. And always, while you're having your fun, remember to lead with your heart. So some of you have been getting really active on Facebook, especially in the group and in commenting on my live videos and everything. And I want to give some shout outs here. So how about a shout out for Jennifer Peterson, who apparently, based on her post, is going to be giving up cable TV. Let's see if she does it or not. Hey, how about a shout out to Sydney Maraxadeghi? I don't know if you've heard of this girl, but I might be married to her. So apparently she's decided she's giving up her valet parking to save a couple bucks. That is awesome. And who really needs to valet at the gym, right? Get out of the car and jog. That's your cardio for the day. How about another shout out to Harold from Germany, who is always active in the group and commenting on my messages and keeping me going. Thank you so much, Harold. You're awesome, man. As soon as I go live, I know the first person who's commenting is typically you and liking my stuff and keeping active and getting everyone going. So way to go, Harold. Thank you. Let's hear it for Jimmy from Fort Worth, Texas, who says, I usually go through the airport to get to work on time, which costs me $4 a day one way. But by me committing to waking up at 5 a.m. and working out at 5:30, I've eliminated the need to go through the airport because I'm up on time. This is a minimum of an $80 a month savings. By the way, my wife loves our intimate time. This challenge rocks. And hey, Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you and appreciate you taking part in the group.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.